Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Wake up this morning, I figure, all right, it's a long week. I had the problems on Monday, this and that, long day. I haven't slept for 3 nights. And Friday's an easy day in radio. Everyone does a throwaway show. You know, the open mic thing, we've all done it. It's a way to take it easy, basically. It's going to sleep on the air. And I figured, all right, that's what I'll do today. I'll play a little Everly Brothers, I'll play a little this, a little that, and before I know it's the weekend. But no, I got a story that scared me because it means that there is nobody out there in this government to protect us. For years I had faith. I knew DHS was compromised. I knew that in listening to the guy who runs it, this clown, this I never saw anything like this under Obama. What he has done to this country, he has melted us down to a level of Uruguay. He's turned us into a laughing stock. If what I'm about to tell you occurred in Uruguay, it would be a case for the United Nations to step in. Barack Obama is, of course, the most corrupt president in American history. I don't need Wolf Blitzer to confirm it. Wolf Blitzer is a compromised human being from the time he came out of his mother. He was compromised at birth. It's the same for Jake Tapper. These are compromised men. They're useless garbage. We have nobody up there. We know DHS has opened the floodgates to Muslims. You say, well, what's wrong with that? Are you an Islamophobe? Can you name one nation on earth that has let slews millions of Muslims into the country that has benefited from that invasion? Can you tell me the social benefit of permitting Muslims into this country who are practicing a 9th or 10th century form of Islam? Can you tell me that? Instead of giving me the garbage you've been fed in colleges. Can you look ahead and see that your country is being invaded? Can you look ahead at the demographics of the white race and the other races and tell me that in 20 years this country will still exist as it is? Can you tell me that? And you're telling me it'd be a better nation? Do you have any idea what's going on right in front of your eyes? Am I talking to myself? Am I the only man left in America who sees what he is doing to this country, what this devil who has said he will transform America really meant? The demon in the White House knew exactly what he meant when he said he will transform America. I wasn't sure. I kept asking 8 years ago. I said, he's going to transform America? He wants to be a transformational president? What is his model? What nation does he have in mind? Little did I know it was not a nation that he had in mind. Oh, no, he didn't have a nation in mind. I asked, was it Beijing? Was that his model? Was it Hong Kong? What was his model that he kept saying he wanted to transform this great nation that permitted a man of his low caliber, a man of his horrible character to become president to show you he wanted to transform this nation into what? I kept asking myself. And then I see the compromise. I like to watch on TV. I like to watch gangster stuff. I like to watch stuff about the mafia, you know, these crime shows from the 80s, 90s, when they reign supreme. And I see that, astonishingly, most of the mafioso, when they were called to testify, took the Fifth Amendment. It was unheard of for a governmental official to take the Fifth. In fact, if any governmental official ever took the Fifth Amendment a number of years ago, they would have been put in jail immediately. The Congress would have gaveled down and had him arrested, pulled him off. That would have been it. We knew gangsters took the Fifth Amendment. Then all of a sudden we wake up in this nice, slim, smiling man from Nowhereville who came in to conquer America. Suddenly we have people taking the Fifth Amendment who work for him. IRS commissioner, this commissioner, that commissioner taking the Fifth Amendment before Congress, just like the mafia used to take the Fifth Amendment. So you have to follow what I'm saying to you. When have you ever seen an American government filled with individuals who are such corrupt gangsters that they take the Fifth Amendment as they speak before Congress? Never. It's never been done before. I've never seen anything like it. So now I wake up and I said to myself, well, we knew DHS was compromised. We knew that Jay Johnson was a clown. He was put in there to transform America along with Obama. We knew the CIA director was a faker, another one who kept telling us that anyone who saw what Islam did around the world, over and over again, Every speech from them was compromised. Every speech from them was part of the propaganda. There was one man who I used to say was the last holdout who gave me some faith in America. And that was James Comey of the FBI. I used to say, well, at least we have the FBI. And all of those agents are certainly not going to become renegade, rogue representatives of this corrupt government. And then, all of a sudden, we saw the Hillary hearings. And we saw that something was wrong. It didn't make sense. We didn't understand it. He said, yeah, she violated this, she violated that, she committed crimes, but there's no crime. So everyone scratched their head. What do you mean? Then he said the other day, if you do it, you'll go to jail. Remember that? Didn't he say that? Don't do what she did or we'll arrest you. Did you catch that one? See, wait a minute. Something's wrong here. What is this about Comey? I had faith in him. So then I go back to a statement that was written in ancient Rome by Juvenal, the historian. And it was, who will watch the watchers? Qui es custodie ipsos custodes? Pardon me if my Latin is mangled. Qui es custodie ipsos custodes, he wrote. Who will watch the watchers, Juvenal wrote. Juvenal was an ancient Roman historian. And his name was Decimus Lunius Juvenalis. I'm giving you the anglicized version of his name, Juvenal. He was a Roman poet, actually, of the late 1st and early 2nd centuries A.D. And all he was the author of the Satires, a series of 16 short poems, period. And he's been remembered through the ages for some of his brilliant insights. And he wrote this one line, which I am quoting thousands of years later. Who will watch the watchers? Because Rome was melting down. And the people who had been put in charge of watching out for the average Roman, keeping the Caesars on somewhat straight, were compromised. So they said, well, who's going to watch the watchers? There were no watchers. There was no one up there to protect the people. The people had become slaves of a corrupt Caesar. And now we wake up to Adolf Obama. Adolf Obama, who has corrupted everything in this nation from the top to the bottom. He has decimated everything of value in this nation. He has perverted everything of value in this nation. He is the devil incarnate. I can scream this from a rooftop, and who will listen to me? Who will hear me? Am I the only man who sees this? Am I a madman screaming in the wilderness about what this devil has done to this nation? As I read you the following news story that came out today about the head of the FBI, you will have to say to yourself, who is this guy screaming on the radio? What is he screaming about? Because you're not going to believe the story that came out today about the FBI director, which will explain why he did not indict Hillary Clinton or recommend indictment. But more than that, I will ask again, who will watch the watchers? When have you ever seen governmental officials taking the Fifth Amendment like mafioso in the 1960s and 70s before Congress? Never. You have never seen a gangster regime like this from the top to the bottom. Criminals and gangsters. I had faith in the FBI. Shall I have faith in the FBI after I read you this story? Tim Brown, Washington Standard, FBI Director Comey, took millions from Clinton Foundation defense contractor. I'll tell you, I've heard everything I thought. I couldn't believe what I read. FBI Director Comey took millions from Clinton Foundation defense contractor. A review of FBI Director James Comey's professional history and relationship shows that the Obama cabinet leader, now under fire for his handling of the investigation of Hillary Clinton, is deeply entrenched in the big money cronyism culture of Washington, D.C. I'm quoting this article. His personal and professional relationships, all undisclosed as he announced the Bureau would not prosecute Hillary Clinton, reinforced bipartisan concerns that he may have politicized the criminal probe. Why? Millions of dollars that Comey accepted from a Clinton Foundation defense contractor. Comey's former membership on a Clinton Foundation corporate partners board. His surprising financial relationship with his brother Peter Comey, who works at the law firm that does the Clinton Foundation's taxes. In the report, Comey is noted as receiving $6 million in one year from Lockheed Martin, which is a Clinton Foundation donor, and became a donor in the same year Comey received these funds. qui es custodiet ipsos custodes, who will watch the watchers? Yes, Obama has transformed the nation into something lower than a banana republic. What we are witnessing in this nation, whether it be this corruption we are talking about today on this program, governmental officials taking the Fifth Amendment, the corruption of the media, the total compromise of the media, the meltdown of the military, the war on police, the instigation of mobs in the gutters in order to frighten the middle class and keep us off base. All this is a product of corruption. When I've talked about corruption, you're watching it. The corruption runs from the State House to the White House. The corruption runs from the outhouses to the White House. The corruption runs from the White Houses down to the outhouse. The corruption runs back from the sewers of the outhouses of corruption right into the White House. And he gets away with it. Why does Adolf Obama get away with it? He gets away with it because we've all been intimidated by the word racism. He found the magic key to unlock, actually the magic key to lock you up, the magic key to imprison you, the magic key to shut your mouth and close your eyes and fill your ears with wax. The magic key is the word called racism. It's the magic key that has destroyed this nation, the cleverest key that has ever been designed by the devil. I'll stop right there. But I first have to tell you that the statement by Juvenal, qui es custodiet ipsos custodes, worries me very deeply. Who shall I have faith in now? Who shall I look to for an answer in my own life as to why my show was interrupted on Monday? We still cannot find the answer, by the way. I'll repeat it again. Never mind that I was not on this radio station for the day. Let's put that aside. I don't want to talk about it. I want to talk about the fact that my show went off the air when I was talking about the side effects of levodopa, which is used to treat Parkinson's, and many of these side effects mimic those that Hillary Clinton has been exhibiting for months. And this show strangely went off the air. All of a sudden, we had to go to tape. Nobody was ready for it. Well, we ran an AT&T test from here in California all the way to the transmission in Dallas. AT&T said nothing wrong, clean bill of health. The company ran a test from Dallas up to where it's sent up to the satellites, clean bill of health. No one knows what happened. Qui es custodiet ipsos custodes. My friends, let's bring it all down home. Who shall we have faith in the government? There is no opposition party. There is no press. There is no central government to look to for any sense of comfort. Who do you turn to in a time like this? Because I am just a man alone, shouting in the wilderness.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Look what's happened to this country. It used to be people went into government service. I knew many of them. They were good men. And they chose public service in order to do good. I have never seen such scoundrels in my life at every level of this government. Why? Why? Because a fish rots from the head down. If you have a rotten, corrupt leader, if you have a man who hates the country in his DNA, he will hire people who are just like him, who will do his bidding for a few pieces of silver. He can buy off every one of them for a few pieces of silver in order to get his way. They don't care what he's doing to this country. They don't care if he brought in Osama bin Laden's children with bombs strapped to their neck and put them into nursery schools as long as they can run all the way to the Swiss banks with their gold. I've never seen anything quite like this. And, of course, they get away with it because of the New York Times. The New York Times only looks to see if Donald Trump said something that was anti-woman or racist somewhere in 1963. That the whole entire staff is devoted to whether Donald Trump did something dirty in his life. That's all that matters to those skunks in the newspaper business. And they're a symbol of everything bad. Do I have to say the words Wolf Blitzer, Jake Tapper? How many times do I have to say to you who they are? These are compromised marionettes owned by the government media complex. Now, in the midst of all this, there are some voices. I'm one of them. I'll blow my own horn because you won't. O'Reilly won't. He won't have me on the show. Blondie won't have me on the show. A pimp or a prostitute? Yes. A terrorist? that just blew up an airplane? Oh, yes. Blondie and O'Reilly would be killing themselves to get them on the show. Get that guy on the show. I don't care. Get him on the show somewhere in Jordan. When that was going on. That's the media. You ask yourself how this happened? It happened because of a compromised media. News Corporation, 18% owned by Prince Alawid. You have any idea why they don't talk about illegal immigration? You have an idea why they don't talk about Muslim invasion? 18% ownership of News Corporation by Prince Alawid. What more do you need to know about compromise? We've been taken over from top to bottom like Swiss cheese. Now, I ask myself, it's almost a miracle that I've gotten this far, being as outspoken and as insightful as I am. I'll be honest with you. It's a miracle of God himself that I've come this far, despite the impediments put in my way and the obstacles. I'm still here, another bestseller, Scorched Earth. But strange things are happening. Strange things are happening. Little things are happening. I don't even want to talk about them because you'll dismiss them as lunacy. But macro things are happening, such as Monday, such as Scorched Earth being a bestseller, week one, outselling a fat comedian's book, and they list my book behind the fat, ugly comedian's book. They make it number four when it was number two. Now this next week, they make it number six when it's really number probably three or four. I want you to go as my army into the bookstores and make sure that my Scorched Earth book is on the bestseller rack. You do that for you.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Both our nations have flaws that we have not always fixed. Corners of our history, which date back to our founding, we do not always squarely address.
The rat, stop. I can't listen to it. I can't take the rat anymore. He goes to Israel to Shimon Peres' funeral, and he gives a speech, a eulogy, supposed to be a eulogy for a dead man, and this anti-American, anti-Semitic bum attacks America and Israel at the same time at a funeral. Who is he appealing to? Who is he sending the message to? Who? Who? Could it be Saudi Arabia? The same Saudi Arabia that he just backed with the lawsuit business? I want you to listen very carefully to what this guy did. You know, I do have contempt for him. Am I allowed to have contempt for a president? Is it illegal to have contempt for a president who is so villainous? Is there something written somewhere that prohibits having contempt for a man as duplicitous and as corrupt and as anti-American as this one is? Is there something written somewhere that prevents that from being spoken? Here he goes to Shimon Peres' funeral in Israel, supposed to be a eulogy. And what does this villain do? The man who has transformed America into a third world cesspool, giving us terror, riots, mobs, and chaos, as I warned in Scorched Earth. I'll say it 100 times. I don't care how many of you don't want to hear it anymore. I'm trying to warn you. Scorched Earth, Scorched Earth, Scorched Earth, Scorched Earth. He's scorching the nation. What, we have no terror in America? You forgot the latest terror attacks? The one in Seattle conducted by another one of his famous Muslim immigrants? You forgot about the riots he has instigated with fake charges against police? You forgot about the mobs, the Black Lives Matter mobs? You forgot about the chaos? It's all fake, right? It's all to sell a book. I made it up. I'm creating the terror, the riots. I'm making up the mobs and chaos. I'm creating it. He has destabilized the entire world. One man is so powerful. You have no idea that one man could destroy a whole world. You know, there are great men who come along, they can heal a world. There are great men who come along, they can save a world. There are evil men who come along, who can destroy a world. He's one of the evil. Look what he did to the Middle East. Look what he did to the Middle East, which was already a tenuous nightmare of intestine warfare. Look what he has done. Look what Hillary has done with her Arab Spring policy, which I don't know in a million years how Trump lets her get away with. I wouldn't stop screaming it from a rooftop if I were Trump. No matter what they ask me, no matter what the less adults ask me, I'd say, you know what, why don't you get off it, Lester? Why don't you talk about what she did to the Middle East? Now, here, order, order, order. Ah, shut up, Lester. You're not fooling anybody. You're just a front man for the Hillary campaign. I'm going to say it like it is. Order, order, order. This is a presidential debate. Order, order. Ah, shut up, Lester. Go back behind your teleprompter. I'll talk about what's real to the American people. The immigrants are destroying America, not healing America. The Muslims are not bringing you a positive. They're bringing you a negative. And that would be the debate that we wanted to hear. Now, you say, wait a minute now. What's going on in the Middle East that's so bad? I've warned you that there would be an October surprise just before the election. Did I not tell you that? How many times have I told you that Hillary's not through? She's only started. How many times have I warned you that this campaign is not really over? It's only just gotten underway. Not only will they dig up stuff on Trump that's unreal, fake, made up, just before the election for the average dolt to say, well, I guess that does it for me. I can't go near him. Wait until you see what else they're going to do. There's going to be a full-blown war with Russia. They have built it up to come out just about now, just about October, today being the 30th of September. They've got a month left for the adults who watch football and baseball and this ball and that ball and cue ball and dumb ball and more dumb ball and idiot ball. Another thing with a dumb ball and an idiot ball and a dumb ball. All the ball watchers. Maybe a day before the election, all the dumb morons who are ball crazy will put their minds on the ball of the nation, and there'll be this war with Russia. It won't be a full nuclear war, obviously. Russia sending more warplanes to Syria as world anger grows over so-called barbarous strikes in Aleppo. Now, if you look on the face of it and you listen to the UN and you listen to Wolf Blitzer, you'd say that Putin is conducting a barbaric bombing campaign on Aleppo. But he is. He's conducting a barbaric bombing campaign in Aleppo. The same type of a barbaric bombing campaign that we, the United States, used in World War II to crush the Nazis in Germany. We had to reduce Berlin to rubble before they gave up. Russia never forgot Berlin. Let me tell you that right now. Russia and Putin, they're not patsies. Aleppo was the last holdout of the so-called rebels, which is really Al-Qaeda and ISIS put together. Under the patchwork of all the doctors and engineers that Anderson Cooper couldn't get enough of with the cell phones in their back pockets, if you get the drift. But Aleppo is now the last holdout, these portions of Aleppo, of fundamentally the opposition parties, the terrorist parties, in other words, in Syria. Moscow knows the only way to end it is to destroy them completely. Now, Moscow is saying they're targeted bombing. That didn't stop Angela, the Hitler Merkel, and Barack, the villainous Obama, from calling the Russian and Syrian bombing of Aleppo as barbarous. You see, what Chancellor Merkel is doing to Germany is actually barbarous. She's invading her own nation with Muslims. What Obama is doing to America is actually quite barbarous. He's invading his own nation with immigrants who will never be productive, by and large, in this nation. So why is Russia conducting this bombing mission in Syria's largest city? Because they want to crush Syria's largest city, crush all the opposition, crush the last remaining urban stronghold of the rebellion by fundamentally the Islamists. So what they're doing is exactly what the United States did in World War II. And I want to remind you of something else. If you want to just have a little touch of World War II, many of you like to buy World War II books. I know you're rushing in to buy a book about the crushing of Japan because you want to live in the past when America was great. I get that. You want to live in the past. None of you want to live in the present. It's too horrible. So you buy books about World War II and this and that. All right, everyone needs to have their own little dreams. In World War II, the Russians lost 400,000 men in the last few months of the war just to take Berlin. After the Nazi Navy was finished, after the German Air Force, the Luftwaffe was crushed, and after almost all of Germany was subdued, they still had to take Berlin. Well, the fighting in Berlin was conducted largely by Russian troops. The Russians fought in rubble. They lost 400,000 men in the last few months of World War II just to take the holdouts in the rubble of Berlin. They know something about war that we in America have forgotten. We in America now have much higher priorities, such as transgender bathrooms on submarines. We have other priorities in America that are far more important than fighting the enemy, and that would be eliminating any reference to the word man in any job title in the United States Navy under this demonic administration. There's no other word. Demonic is the right word. I know the right word, demonic. And so this demonic administration, the Navy has removed all historic job titles that have any word man in it, such as yeoman. It can't be yeoman anymore because it may offend some lesbians in the U.S. Navy. Navy removes all historic job titles after study on gender neutrality. According to Navy Times, titles such as fire control man first class will now be called petty officer first class because the word man is offensive to the militant lesbians who have now taken over the military. Let's see, pesky names such as yeoman have to be gotten rid of. That's because Secretary of the Navy Ray Strangis wants to make all positions more female friendly to facilitate integration, not to defeat the enemy. You see how well the Navy did in the last year when they gave up crying when a few Iranian gunboats came around. They broke down in tears. In June, under this demonic administration, the Marine Corps removed the word man from 19 job titles. They took the word man out of 19 job titles in the United States Marines. Now, why are they doing this? Can anyone explain why they're doing this? It's really quite simple. To destroy the morale of the military. There's no other reason for it. Any other questions? Because I have the answers. There's a very big picture for you to look at on my website, michaelsavage.com. Again, a stunner. London Daily Mail, East Room event with some soccer star from South America. With raised fist, Obama shows true self. He raised his fist in the Black Power salute in the East Room of the White House. And if you look at the picture from the London Daily Mail, your hair will stand up. You will see a different Obama than you've ever seen in your life. It was as though the mask had been ripped off for 1 second. For one fleeting second, you see the actual dictator. You actually see the terror that he can inflict on people with the death stare. Quis custodiet ipsos custodes. Quis, I don't have to say it over and over again, who will watch the watchers? Who's left? Tell me where it's left. The military gone. Tell me what's left. How does this end? Am I depressing to you right now? I hope so. I hope you're so depressed you retaliate inside your heart by saying, I'm not taking it anymore. I can't take this. But no, my friends, you're probably not even listening anymore. Many of you turned it off. There was Obama at Shimon Peres' funeral on the cusp of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, which begins Sunday night, where a few million Jews around the world, even the fallen Jews, even they shuffle into a temple to fear that they won't be written in the book of life. They still have the childish belief that God is actually watching, like Santa Claus. He knows when you've been happy. He knows when you've been sad. Don't you dare touch yourself and pleasure yourself, or you will go you know where. Who? So they all go in on a Sunday night, and they worry, and then this and that. And then they forget about it on a Monday morning as they go to a Chinese restaurant on the way home from the temple. Then on the day of fasting, 10 days later, Yom Kippur, when allegedly your name is written into the book of life, when you're supposed to be fasting, as my Muslim friend who owns a restaurant in San Francisco told me, said, how did he put it? Muslims starve when Jews fast. Funniest line I ever heard. That's the kind of Muslim I like. Muslims starve, he said, when Jews fast. That's very funny. But you notice on Yom Kippur, almost every restaurant in cities where there's Jewish people, they're empty. In fact, even you can find out how many crypto Jews there are in your neighborhood. Like in Marin County, California, all the Jews are hidden. They're trying to look like quarterbacks or like cheerleaders from Notre Dame. But there's such a large hidden Jewish community in Marin County, California, that the restaurants are empty on Yom Kippur. That's the actual test. All the people look like they're from another universe are actually afraid to eat that day. They're fasting for the one day a year. It's very fun. Just a social observation for those of you who are following any of this today. With raised fist, Obama shows true self. So he's at Peres' funeral, as I started to say, and instead of giving a solemn eulogy, he takes the opportunity to smash Israel in the back and stab America in the back once again. Play clip one again, as long as I can take it till I puke. Go ahead.
Both our nations have flaws that we've not always fixed. Corners of our history, which date back to our founding, that we do not always squarely address.
I wish this wasn't a family show. I'd like to unleash on him with a barroom scream like in an Irish bar after six beers what I think of him. Can you imagine this low-life traitor goes to Israel and stabs us in the back and stabs Israel in the back and everyone sits there like a schmuck? Our nations have flaws. Which nation is perfect? Could anyone listening to this show tell me which African nation he might be hearkening to that is perfect? I don't know of it. Is it Uganda? Is there an Asian nation that's better than ours and it's founding and is perfect? I don't know of it. Is there, let's go continent by continent. Tell me which nation doesn't have flaws. So on the face of it, yes, he's saying a fact of reality. Yes, these nations have flaws, but why would he say America and Israel have flaws when they're shining lights in the middle of a sewer? Israel's a shining light in the middle of a sewer of hatred and garbage, where women are treated lower than a camel. He takes the opportunity to stab Jews in the back again at a funeral. Wherever he goes, whatever he touches, full of hate. And then he quotes scripture speaking Hebrew in clip two. I got to hear that.
Scripture tells us that before his death, Moses said, I call upon heaven and earth to bear witness this day that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life, that you and your offspring may live. Ruvachatva Bahaim. Choose life.
Oh, come on, he read it phonetically, and they wrote a bad poem. He even gave him a bad phonetic writing. Why did he have to try to make believe he spoke Hebrew? Again, we have to look at this charade and ask ourselves, when will this end? Well, we know that if Hillary wins, it won't end. It's going to be the end.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. It's as though an alien force has invaded this nation and with a sweet talk has literally raped the Statue of Liberty, stealing our freedoms, debasing our flag, making us ashamed of our own selves. Upside down the world it is. And as I asked in the beginning of this show, in Latin, an ancient Roman poet named Juvenal asked the same thing as he watched Rome descend into chaos under the Caesars of his time, along the lines of the Caesar now running the United States of America, the brutal dictator called Obama. Quis custodiet ipsos custodes? Who will watch the watchers? He asked. Who will watch the watchers? Do we have anyone watching the watchers? Tell me who's watching the watchers when we learn today the most astonishing story of these last 8 years of terror. And that is that the FBI director himself who refused to indict Hillary Clinton took millions of dollars from the Clinton Foundation through a defense contractor. Scorched earth. Are we one bad election away from losing everything?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's only a matter of time that a nation, no matter how large, no matter how great it reaches, it eventually disappears. It starts to crumble and fall apart. And for this time of the dissolution of America, along came the perfect matador. The perfect matador arrived on the scene, and with a subtle grace, he jammed the sword into the heart of the eagle. I can't believe that I'm watching this, because there's no one left to turn to. Nobody. We knew that we had a gangster regime for many years. Most of us who actually study government know that this was the most corrupt government in the history of the United States of America. It doesn't matter that you don't hear it from the little men on television. What do they matter? Who are they? They're nobody. They're paid spokesmen for the administration. That's why I call it in 1999 the government media complex in a speech I gave before the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco. It was a fluke that I was able to speak there. There was one man on the committee who was a patriot and a former Navy man who actually got me into that liberal organization right here in the heart of the enemy. And I gave him a very telling speech, Beware the Government Media Complex. It was the height of the Hillary and Bill debacles against America. And I try to show how the media was a wholly owned operating subsidiary of the Clinton administration. Try to warn America, Beware the Government Media Complex. Well, some of you got it. That's why I'm still in the radio business. The ratings prove it and the sales of the books prove it or whatever. But that's not the point. The point is, where are we today? Especially now with the election right around the corner. Most people are so dumb. They have no idea what this smiling, slim man did to this country and is doing to the country. No matter what you say to them, they come up with the same answer, race. They have the magic key was used by the enemies of freedom. The magic key to lock your mouth, to close your eyes, and of course to put wax in your ears. The word is race. I know someone who's gone back to school. She's a mature woman in her 20s. And she went back to a little community college somewhere in Los Angeles. And she can't believe what she's going through. She's the only white girl in the classroom. And her teacher, who's an evil white woman, writes anti-white lessons on the blackboard every day. Every day, inciting the children of color to hate white people. Every day, the white communist teacher preaching the same gospel of hatred against the white race. And the girl doesn't know what to do. She comes from a very wonderful family. Both parents are in the military. Wonderful people. And I have a picture, actually, that she sent me from the classroom. I think it's still up on my website, michaelsavage.com. Here, left side, what communist teachers are doing to our white children. Left side of michaelsavage.com. Black man, she wrote this to teacher. Black man is killed. They tell us all the bad things he used to be. White man rapes. Listen to this. Listen to this, what the teacher wrote on the blackboard. White man rapes. They tell us all the great things he could become. This is a white teacher, a communist who hates the nation, brainwashing the next generation of children, mainly Hispanics and blacks in Los Angeles, to hate white people. And this is what they get paid to do. And the girl is besides herself. If she knows she says one word, she'll get a D in the class. You get it? So that's what's going on everywhere you turn, the government media complex, no matter where you turn, over and over and over and over. So now we come back to the opening statement, who will watch the watchers? So when I was a youngster, we used to have faith in the government, faith in the institutions of the government, total faith in the FBI. It was the untouchables who they went after. The FBI was created, by the way, in order to go after. In other words, the police were so corrupt and had been so corrupted by an evil man, especially in Chicago, named Al Capone. He had so many cops on his payroll. There was such corruption raging in America that those who love the country put together a new organization of Treasury agents called the FBI. Get it? And their job was to go after the untouchables like Al Capone and Frank Nitti. You've seen all of those series, right? Well, they did. They couldn't be corrupted, these young guys. They were the best of the best. They could not be corrupted. You couldn't buy them off. And they went after organized crime. And it's a wonderful thing to watch because you actually start to have faith in a system that can produce an institution like that. And then we, along the years, I mean, we had a mixed bag with different organizations. And then all of a sudden, along comes this demon, this silk smooth salesman of Marxism mixed with Islamism, mixed with old cronyism and mixed with plain old greed, all in one potpourri, where we see greed and corruption on a level unheard of in the history of this nation. Greed and corruption on a level no one's ever seen. But because it's not reported by little Wolfie Blitzer, Mr. Blinky, who drinks Chardonnay to celebrate Hillary's rise, because the little men and women on Fox News don't report the corruption. Instead, they focus on other things that their paymasters tell them to report on. And it's getting increasingly important. You'll soon see what's going to happen on Fox News. I can't tell you what I know what's coming, but something's coming that you're not going to believe. Because it's not only Prince Alawid who owns 90% of News Corporation. Now the very liberal son of Mr. Murdoch has taken it over, and new edicts have been given down to the marionettes on the chorus line. And you're not going to believe what you're going to see over the next few months. You'll see people who were once idols of yours, you'll cry for what is going to happen to them. in terms of what they can talk about and what they can't talk about. And so I wake up and I see this story today and I said, it can't be true. It cannot be true. And I really gave it my most passionate opening I've given in years in the first hour, if you missed it. And what I'd like you to do is just listen to what happened in the last hour opening, just for a few minutes of it, and then I'm going to come back to today's follow-up. Barack Obama is, of course, the most corrupt president in American history. I don't need Wolf Blitzer to confirm it. Wolf Blitzer is a compromised human being from the time he came out of his mother. He was compromised at birth. It's the same for Jake Tapper. These are compromised men. They're useless garbage. We have nobody up there. We know DHS has opened the floodgates to Muslims. You say, well, what's wrong with that? Are you an Islamophobe? Can you name one nation on earth that has let slews millions of Muslims into the country that has benefited from that invasion? Can you tell me the social benefit of permitting Muslims into this country who are practicing a 9th or 10th century form of Islam? Can you tell me that instead of giving me the garbage you've been fed in colleges? Can you look ahead and see that your country is being invaded? Can you look ahead at the demographics of the white race and the other races and tell me that in 20 years this country will still exist as it is? Can you tell me that? And you're telling me it's going to be a better nation? Do you have any idea what's going on right in front of your eyes? Am I talking to myself? Am I the only man left in America who sees what he is doing to this country, what this devil who has said he will transform America really meant? The demon in the White House knew exactly what he meant when he said he will transform America. I wasn't sure. I kept asking 8 years ago. I said, he's going to transform America? He wants to be a transformational president? What is his model? What nation does he have in mind? Little did I know it was not a nation that he had in mind. Oh, no, he didn't have a nation in mind. I asked, was it Beijing? Was that his model? Was it Hong Kong? What was his model that he kept saying he wanted to transform this great nation that permitted a man of his low caliber, a man of his horrible character to become president, to show you he wanted to transform this nation into what? I kept asking myself. And then I see the compromise. I like to watch on TV, I like to watch gangster stuff. I like to watch stuff about the mafia, you know, these crime shows from the 80s, 90s, when they reign supreme. And I see that, astonishingly, most of the mafioso, when they were called to testify, took the Fifth Amendment. It was unheard of for a governmental official to take the Fifth. In fact, if any governmental official ever took the Fifth Amendment a number of years ago, they would have been put in jail immediately. The Congress would have gaveled down and had him arrested, pulled him off. That would have been it. We knew gangsters took the Fifth Amendment. Then all of a sudden we wake up and this nice, slim, smiling man from Nowhereville who came in to conquer America. Suddenly we have people taking the Fifth Amendment who work for him. IRS commissioner, this commissioner, that commissioner taking the Fifth Amendment before Congress, just like the mafia used to take the Fifth Amendment. So you have to follow what I'm saying to you. When have you ever seen an American government filled with individuals who are such corrupt gangsters that they take the Fifth Amendment as they speak before Congress? Never. It's never been done before. I've never seen anything like it. So now I wake up and I said to myself, well, we knew DHS was compromised. We knew that Jay Johnson was a clown. He was put in there to transform America along with Obama. We knew the CIA director was a faker, another one who kept telling us that anyone who saw what Islam did around the world, over and over again, every speech from them was compromised. Every speech from them was part of the propaganda. There was one man who I used to say was the last holdout who gave me some faith in America. And that was James Comey of the FBI. I used to say, well, at least we have the FBI. And all of those agents are certainly not going to become renegade, rogue representatives of this corrupt government. And then, all of a sudden, we saw the Hillary hearings. And we saw that something was wrong. It didn't make sense. We didn't understand it. He said, yeah, she violated this, she violated that, she committed crimes, but there's no crime. So everyone scratched their head. What do you mean? Then he said the other day, if you do it, you'll go to jail. Remember that? Didn't he say that? Don't do what she did or we'll arrest you. Did you catch that one? See, wait a minute. Something's wrong here. What is this about Comey? I had faith in him. So then I go back to a statement that was written in ancient Rome by Juvenal, the historian. And it was, who will watch the watchers? Quies custodie ipsos custodes? Pardon me if my Latin is mangled. Quies custodie ipsos custodes, he wrote. Who will watch the watchers, Juvenal wrote. Juvenal was an ancient Roman historian. And his name was Decimus Lunius Juvenalis. I'm giving you the anglicized version of his name, Juvenal. He was a Roman poet, actually, of the late 1st and early 2nd centuries A.D. And all he was the author of the Satires, a series of 16 short poems, period. And he's been remembered through the ages for some of his brilliant insights. And he wrote this one line, which I am quoting thousands of years later. Who will watch the watchers? Because Rome was melting down. And the people who had been put in charge of watching out for the average Roman, keeping the Caesars on somewhat straight, were compromised. So they said, well, who's going to watch the watchers? There were no watchers. There was no one up there to protect the people. The people had become slaves of a corrupt Caesar. And now we wake up to Adolf Obama. Adolf Obama, who has corrupted everything in this nation from the top to the bottom. He has decimated everything of value in this nation. He has perverted everything of value in this nation. He is the devil incarnate. I can scream this from a rooftop, and who will listen to me? Who will hear me? Am I the only man who sees this? Am I a madman screaming in the wilderness about what this devil has done to this nation? As I read you the following news story that came out today about the head of the FBI, you will have to say to yourself, who is this guy screaming on the radio? What is he screaming about? Because you're not going to believe the story that came out today about the FBI director, which will explain why he did not indict Hillary Clinton or recommend indictment. But more than that, I will ask again, who will watch the watchers? When have you ever seen governmental officials taking the Fifth Amendment like mafioso in the 1960s and 70s before Congress? Never. You have never seen a gangster regime like this from the top to the bottom. Criminals and gangsters. I had faith in the FBI. Shall I have faith in the FBI after I read you this story? Tim Brown, Washington Standard, FBI Director Comey, took millions from Clinton Foundation defense contractor. I'll tell you, I've heard everything I thought. I couldn't believe what I read. FBI Director Comey took millions from Clinton Foundation defense contractor. A review of FBI Director James Comey's professional history and relationship shows that the Obama cabinet leader, now under fire for his handling of the investigation of Hillary Clinton, is deeply entrenched in the big money cronyism culture of Washington, D.C. I'm quoting this article. His personal and professional relationships, all undisclosed as he announced the Bureau would not prosecute Hillary Clinton, reinforced bipartisan concerns that he may have politicized the criminal probe. Why? Millions of dollars that Comey accepted from a Clinton Foundation defense contractor. Comey's former membership on a Clinton Foundation corporate partners board. His surprising financial relationship with his brother, Peter Comey, who works at the law firm that does the Clinton Foundation's taxes. In the report, Comey is noted as receiving $6 million in one year from Lockheed Martin, which is a Clinton Foundation donor, and became a donor in the same year Comey received these funds.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. What we need now is a new group of crime busters, because we now know that every agency has been compromised by corruption. A man as corrupt as Obama, who's spiritually corrupt, socially corrupt, politically corrupt, hires people who he can easily corrupt for 30 pieces of silver, whether it be the IRS commissioner, the so-called immigration commissioner, the FBI director. It seems that every one of them has been touched by the 30 pieces of silver. Who's going to represent us is the question. So, you know, I watch all these shows and you see stories about corruption in the past, and it always ends well. Chicago, ruled by the mob, under the thumb of the descendants of the Al Capone crime family, he bought judges one after the other until one judge couldn't stand it anymore. And the judge couldn't take the corruption anymore because they wanted him to indict an innocent man. And then he turned against the mob in Chicago. Have you seen one member of this administration turn on this administration? Have you seen one of them who is of any quality saying enough is enough?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The country was healing. The country was coming together. There's always going to be poor in a nation. Turn it off already. There's always going to be poor in a nation. Everywhere on earth, there's always going to be poor. It's written in the Bible. There'll be, always will be poor. Then along came the communist movement, which promised the poor that they were poor because of the rich, that told the poor that they were poor because of the middle class, that told the poor that they got there not because they failed or because they had an accident or they were, just unlucky. No, they were put there because of the evil people who created the society. And then they sparked a revolution in Russia. Same thing is going on here with the thin man from wherever he's from. Oh, I know he's born in America, so we'll say from Honolulu. For the sake of identity, the thin man from Honolulu. The young, spoiled, rich boy who went to Punahou High School, never suffered a day in his life, never missed a meal. The white grandmother and the white grandfather, of course, raised him because the mother ran off to marry someone else in Indonesia. Oh, it's an embarrassment. It happens to people. A lot of people listening to the show had mothers run off, and they were raised by the grandparents. There's nothing wrong with that. And then look what we got as a result. A man with a split personality who hates a half of himself and takes it out on the nation. So now today they go to the funeral of Shimon Peres in Israel. Look, Shimon Peres, if you want me to talk about him, I could do that. I don't want to. Most of you don't know who he is. A former Israeli prime minister. I really don't think he was that great a prime minister, by the way. I think he was another compromised dove of the type that put Israel in danger, to be frank with you. No matter what his party affiliation was, Shimon Peres was no Golda Meir. Let's put it to you that way. Let us put it to you another way. There's a phrase in Jewish that says, I can't say it, though. I cannot. Well, if my grandmother had you know what, she'd be my grandfather. I can't use the word. You know, someone say, because people say to you, like, hey, well, you know, if I had this, I would do that. If I had you had that, I'd be this. So you would answer that with a sarcastic remark. Yeah, if my grandmother had, you know what, she'd be my grandfather. So what are you telling? What are you trying to make a comparison, we'd say to people, where I came from? So what I'm getting at is, you know, he goes to the funeral, to the compromised Shimon Peres, because he was kind of a dovish liberal who was always on the side of peace on the face of it, but really putting Israel at risk. So that's why both Bill Clinton and Obama flew to Israel to the funeral, because he was their kind of man. They could do business with a compromised Israeli like that. And instead of giving a eulogy, just a eulogy to a dead friend, a dead man, a great world leader, he takes the opportunity to once again slash America in the back and slash the Jews of Israel in the back again in clip one. You got to hear it. I'll play it again. Play it now.
Both our nations have flaws that we have not always fixed.
Again,
corners of our history, which date back to our founding, that we do not always squarely address.
You are disgusting.
But because our founders planted...
I can't take it. I can't. I really don't know how the American people don't rise up and demand that he be impeached. Just demand it. I mean, I've never seen anything like this. He's an open enemy of this nation. Let me ask you, all of you people who hate America, who, let's say, either never went to college or unfortunately went to college, because it came down to be the same thing. You're all brainwashed against the country. Can you name one nation that does not have a flaw in its founding? I don't know of one. Perhaps it's an ignorance of mine. Which nation is it that he says is perfect? Would it be his homeland of, I'm sorry, I have to say Honolulu, Hawaii? I mean, that had a flawed beginning, too. In fact, Indonesia? You want to go to the madrasas he went to, Indonesia, where they slaughtered 3 million Chinese. Did you know about that part of Indonesia's history? Nothing to do with Obama. Just a little corner of history. Yeah, you didn't know about that. The Muslims killed 3 million Chinese in Indonesia at some point. Oh, yeah, yeah, it's great. Islam is a religion of peace. With machetes and axes, they killed 3 million Chinese in Indonesia. You know why? Because the Chinese were industrious and hardworking, and they were running the businesses of Indonesia. So when one of the Suharto types took over, or was it Sukarno? I always confuse Suharto with Sukarno. I'll have to brush up on it over the weekend. But when one of the leaders took over and started to incite the masses of Muslims against the Chinese, the result was 3 million dead Chinese. I'm warning you what rhetoric leads to. I'm warning you that this Black Lives Matter is a radical communist movement that will lead to the deaths of many, many Americans. Right now it's only leading to the deaths of policemen, most particularly white policemen. If they are not called out for who they are, you may see results that you will not believe and say, you know, it could have been stopped at the beginning. Just as Hitler could have been stopped at Munich, they could have been stopped at Ferguson. Could have stopped Hitler in Munich. He should have been stopped at Munich. Then you wouldn't have had World War II and the Holocaust. This radical group funded by the most evil man on the planet, the financier, so-called, Georgie Boy Suris. George Suris gave this despicable group of street thugs $70 million. And you have to ask yourself, why would a billionaire money trader give $70 million to this group, Black Lives Matter? Why does he give hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, to all of these left-wing groups? What's in it for him? Oh, it's social justice, isn't it? No, it's to keep them off his back. You don't understand that. I've lived in San Francisco. I've watched this corruption here for my whole life. I see how it works. If they keep the gay community, for example, filled with very intelligent people, the most activist community in San Francisco has long been the gay community. The corrupt politicians continue to buy them off in many different ways. Not directly with money. I'm not saying they give them money to say don't. But by buying them off, they keep them off their back. This is how they thrive. This is how they feed their husbands' contracts. This is how they come into Congress worth $1 million, and after a number of years, they're worth $3 billion. And no one asks, wait a minute, how did they go from being worth a net worth of $1 million, they'd be worth $3 billion in Congress when it only pays $200,000 a year? How'd that happen? Why would anyone I used to ask when Feinstein, I'm not talking about her, she's an esteemed person, and of course her husband Dick Blum is above reproach of any kind. They're two of the finest human beings God has ever created. I used to ask myself when Dianne Feinstein, who by the way is the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, who's not said one word about any of the Islamic terror in the United States of America in the last months. I don't know where she is. I don't know where she is. Is she compromised? Where is she? How could they not remove somebody who's this silent in the midst of Islamic terror? How can they not do anything? How? How can they? I'm saying they. Who will watch the watches? It goes back to the beginning of the show. All right? Quis custodiet ipsos custodes. We'll watch the watchers. There are no watchers. Who's watching them? Nobody. There's nobody there. So now it comes down to we the people. See, oh, I got my gun. I got my gun. Okay, good for you. I'm glad you have your gun. Do you have your freedom? Every time you pick up a phone, every time you send an email, do you have your freedom? Even the left-wing fanatic, Oliver Stone, who put out a movie on Snowden, maybe to sell the movie, maybe he's actually awakened, I don't know. He said that Obama's created the greatest surveillance state in the history of the world. This is a left-wing fanatic, Oliver Stone, who's never met anything American that he liked. A through-and-through left-wing fanatic comes up to promote the movie Snowden and says, Obama has created the greatest surveillance state in the history of the world, outdoing anything ever seen before, even by the Soviet Union, by the German Secret Service, the Stasi. And nothing, a blip on the screen. Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. That's all you hear. That's all you hear. No one knows what's going on. So it's a distraction. Those are the street moms I warned you about. Not only in my last two books, but especially in this book, Scorched Earth. I'm tired of talking about it, believe me, but I have to. Because we are one election away from losing everything, as sure as I am Michael Savage standing here. If that monster wins, if that witch should take over this nation, everything that he has done, she will do on a magnification level. of 5 to 10X. She said so. He has said that he wants to transform America. We didn't know what he meant. Now we know what he means, into a corrupt banana republic that is somewhat Islamic. And if you look ahead at the demographics, he's probably going to have achieved that end. He will have satisfied his belief system in that regard. She said that she will not only curtail the immigration of Muslims, no matter what century they may be living in, no matter what their skill set may not be, no matter what they are or who they are, she's going to bring in 550% more of them. Why would you want that? Even you progressives, are you that stupid that you buy the argument that it's racist to raise an objection to bringing in immigrants who will never, ever in a million years... Oh, I can't finish the sentence. I think I've said it too many times. Because progressive policies themselves and open borders have poisoned America. Because our Constitution has been trampled by this divisive president. Can anyone listening to this show tell me that I am wrong when I say America is becoming like a third world nation of terror, riots, mobs, and chaos? Terror? Oh, didn't we just have another event in Seattle where a Muslim went on a rampage with a rifle and killed four women in a dressing room? And the CIA director, NSA director, FBI director all said, no terror, no terror, no terror, no connection to Islam. Lone wolf. No connection to Islam. No connection to ISIS. We see no terror. Lone wolf, deranged, medication, lone wolf. They all came out, NSA, FBI, CIA. Lone wolf, no terror. We see no terror. We hear no terror. We speak no terror, no terror. Lone wolf. They all break. And she will make it worse. Are we one bad election away from losing everything? Can we restore the nation after Malbama is the real question. I've tried to talk about it. I know all about Trump, and I know about the Trump haters are now suddenly Trump lovers, even though they were Trump haters before they were Trump lovers. Okay, fine. Now we're talking about Miss Universe now instead of the immigrants. All of a sudden, the geniuses who run the Hillary campaign are so smart that they've changed the narrative from the destruction of America by an unbridled tsunami of unskilled immigrants into this nation to a discussion about a prostitute who was once Miss Universe. That this is what the election has come down to. This is the clean machine of Hillary Clinton. So I think I made my point. Let me play some rock and roll. I can't believe the time has gone on. I mean, I didn't sleep Monday night because of the technical difficulties, quote unquote. I didn't sleep Tuesday night because my computers had all been hacked. I didn't tell you about that. I'll let that hang in the air. Right. The next day after that, all my computers have been hacked. All my computers have been hacked. And we spent 2 days changing computers and fixing them up. Hacked the day after the technical difficulties during which I had been discussing Hillary's the side effects of a certain medication on epilepsy. So that was Monday. Tuesday, the computer hacking, didn't sleep Tuesday night. Wednesday night, I slept. Thursday night, didn't sleep. So actually, I feel better than I have in a long time, which proves that I don't need as much sleep as I think I needed. In other words, I told you the statement the other day, just the other day, I said on this show that during the years I had insomnia when I was young, and the affirmative action laws had basically destroyed my chances of getting a position that I deserve with a straight A average from a great university and published 6 books. They wanted to hire people who had much worse qualifications in order to make America look like it is today. And so therefore I couldn't sleep. I had 2 young children. I didn't know what to do. I'd spent so many years going back to school and this. So I thought I would die from insomnia. I just told you this the other day. And then I read a self-help book in the '70s. There were a lot of great self-help books in the '70s. And one of them said, no man ever died for a lack of sleep, but he may have died from worrying about a lack of sleep. And whoever wrote it said, well, there's things you could do while you're not sleeping. Look at the stars, learn the star formations, send a letter, walk around the block, whatever. In those days, people sent letters, things like that. Well, I learned a lot of star formations. I read a lot of books. And eventually, I learned how to use certain herbal teas and medications, and I never had insomnia again. This week again, here we go. But I learned that no man ever died from a lack of sleep. And I don't intend to let the worrying about the lack of sleep this week affect me either. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. And that I have taken no calls in 2 hours of this radio show, which is, I understand, not a first. The guys just told me you've done it once before. In the third hour, I'll try to take calls and do the things I, other things I've wanted to do. But I want to leave you with a thought, and it's an important one. The corruption in this nation is at an all-time high. There are those of you who will say, I have a caller who's going to say this corruption is decades old, it's not unique. They're wrong. We have never, ever seen heads of agencies like the IRS and other agencies taking the Fifth Amendment like mafioso. Never. It's never been seen before. We have never seen such naked and brazen self-serving trading as you see between senators and their husbands, congresswomen and their husbands, steering contracts. We've never seen anything like this in our life. Never. There's only one U.S. attorney who's doing his job, and he's in New York. His name is Preet Bharara. In the Bay Area, we have none. We have no U.S. attorney. He was hired specifically by the people who wanted to make sure that there were no watchers watching them. Get it? And so that's why I say to you, the few voices that are left who are even pointing this out are being dimmed one by one. The lights are going out. The candles are being put out. And I'm going to ask you, the Savage Army, to go into bookstores this weekend. Not to buy the book, even if you can't afford it. Just make sure that Scorched Earth is where it belongs, on the best seller shelf. That's where they're supposed to put it. Okay? Put it there for them. Demand it be put there. You don't even have to buy it. How's that?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
How do I do it? I mystify myself why I keep doing it, how I keep doing it, where the energy comes from. I have no idea. The wellspring, the spring, it keeps on bubbling. Till one day it shall run dry like all springs on earth. I shall be a desert. It keeps bubbling. Where do I get this energy from? People say, how do you do it? How do you do this for 3 hours a day? I don't know how you do it. I usually never talk to those people again. Anyone I let close to me says, I wonder how you do it. How do you do it? I don't talk to them again. They undermine me. I want people to say, it's great that you do it. I love that you do it. It's astounding that you do it. You're an inspiration to me that you do it. You give me hope that I can do it. Keep doing it. When he asked me, how do I do it? Another guy I love, really, I love the guy. He always says to me, boy, you work hard. I try not to see him too often. I try to explain to him, it's not hard work when you're doing something that has to be done and you love doing it. It's hard work when you're doing something that you don't really want to do and that you're doing it only for a buck. That's when it's hard work. This is it. This is the whole story. I'm not trying to save the world because it's too late. The world can't be saved. But I don't want to give up. I mean, what's the point? Tuesday we had a debate. Lester Dolt asked Hillary about racial division in America. Not about the Muslim terrorism, not about the crime wave, not about the meltdown of the military, not about the war on police, but again, Lester Dolt, again, racial division. Hillary triggered Trump by mentioning Trump's father at the debate. Wednesday was a real beauty. That was the hottest show of the week. A UN panel. UN panel, what does that mean? United Nations, something really esteemed. United, you are, I work for the UN. What does that mean? You're a dumb bureaucrat who can't get a job in a university, so you took the next best thing, another academic job at the UN. We wake up and a daughter of one of the worst people in the history of the world Mireille Fanon-Mendez, France, who's the daughter of this Fanon who has poisoned the minds of hundreds of thousands of college students. She's the chairwoman of so-called United Nations Working Group for People of African Descent. You hear this? She, of course, is a white communist Marxist through and through. When I say communist Marxist, you know what kind I'm talking about. I'm not saying a communist Trotskyist or a communist Leninist. She's a communist Marxist, and they know that the best way to bring a nation down and destroy it, if it's successful, is to stir up a race war. So she puts out a panel that says black people are owed reparations for history of slavery. That was a big one. I don't want to play it again because I'll tell you the truth, even I have my limits of how much pain I can take. But I didn't get to this sound by looking back on the week. We have Howard Dean accusing Donald Trump of being a coke addict. This is funny coming from Yahoo! Howard Dean, the madman himself. Listen to clip number 23 to see how low the Hillary encampment has become.
I'm suggesting we think about it because here's the interesting constellation. So he sniffs during the presentation, which is something that users do. He also has grandiosity, which is something that accompanies that problem. He has delusions. I'm not talking about being crazy, but for example, when he told everybody it was very smart not to pay taxes and then denied he said it
after he said it in front of 100 million people. In the world, Howard Dean saying Donald Trump's a coke addict because he had sniffles. Then, instead of talking about the meltdown of the economy, the war that's beginning in Syria because Obama and Hillary and the Democrat machine need an October surprise, let's say an air war with Russia, which they will not engage unless they're sure they can shoot the Russian planes down in advance. The worst thing that could happen is to go into this gunfight with a knife. And if I know what Obama will do, he'll go into this gunfight with a knife and we're going to lose some great boys in some airplanes. It'll be a disaster for the country. We'll be brokenhearted. Do you want to see Russians dead? Well, if it was a choice between Americans and Russians, I'd say yes, I'd rather see Russian pilots dead. I'd rather see none of them dead. I'd rather see ISIS dead and gone. But this is a distraction to make sure ISIS is not dead. They must be in power by the time Hillary wins because ISIS is part of the machine that the Democrats created. It's a long march. You have to understand how long marches work. So now, instead of talking about that, we're talking about a former Miss Universe who I never heard of. All of a sudden, they're bringing her up to attack Trump. What this has to do with anything, I don't know, but this is what the based Democrat Party has given us. So let's listen to this former so-called Miss Universe, Alicia Machado.
This country is beautiful. I love this country. I don't want to have some misogynic president. I have a daughter and she's growing up in this country and she has rights.
Go back to the sewer you crawled out of. She couldn't even say misogynistic. They made her an instant citizen to attack Donald Trump, as they've done with millions of others, millions of other criminals. Then on Thursday, which was only yesterday, Obama equated Christians with Muslim terrorists. And today, I couldn't believe today, he goes to Shimon Peres's funeral and stabs America and Israel in the back with one swipe. One swipe of the old knife. Can we restore America after Obama? Is it possible? Has he done such systemic damage that it's irreparable? Has he caused such a cancer in so many agencies of the nation that are in there forever? Can we ever fix the nation? I'm optimistic that we can if Trump wins, but I'm not sure we can even if Trump wins. I said I'm optimistic that we can if Trump wins. But I'm not sure that we can even if Trump wins, because the entrenched bureaucrats are so deeply ingrained into this nation. They are so locked in on civil service with civil service protections that it'll be almost impossible to get the criminals out of the government. That's what I'm worried about. It may take an executive order where he overrides the civil service rules and starts to clean house from top to bottom. And let him scream and yell and get the, you know, Al Sharpton's lawyer, whatever, and sue. Let him sue all they want. Then they can throw the lawyers in jail with the corrupt politicians. KSFO, let's take the first call of the day. Luke, line one, what do you think? Can the nation be restored after Obama's scorched earth? I'm hanging up. I can't do this. The first rule of radio, never ask me if I'm there or how I am. That's it. That's all. First of all, my lunch is waiting for me. I haven't eaten yet today. which is why I still have energy. The minute I eat the energy is going to collapse. Please, when I hit your number and call your name, will you please talk? Please? Who's the next best one? Here's a good one. Texas, Jesse, KLIF, line 6. Go ahead, Jesse. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call. I have listened to Obama's rhetoric about, you know, if we're Christians, if Christians were doing this, I wouldn't say all Christians were bad. The thing is, he vilifies all police over a few isolated incidents. And he'll say, oh, there's a problem with the police. And he won't say there's a problem with Islam.
No, of course not, because he says all Muslims are perfect. And he says all terrorists who will say they're Muslims are not even Muslims. He's speaking for ISIS. As I've said before, and not so comically, what does the acronym ISIS mean? Islamic State of Iraq. They call it ISIL, whatever. It's the Islamic State. It's not the. It's not BISIS. Do they call themselves BISIS, the Buddhist state? They call themselves JISIS, the Jewish state? Did they call themselves ISIS, the Hindu state? They know who they are. They say that they're Islamic State. They want to impose an Islamic nation around the world. And they believe that the ninth century view of Islam is the correct one. You kill all gays, you kill all adulterers, you wrap women up like they're chattel and slaves, you treat them like garbage, you rape any Christian you want, you cut anyone's throat you want. That's it, and then you have paradise on earth. You don't have to go to the next world to get your 72 virgins, you just rape them right here. And you do it all in the name of mumbo jumbo. You're right, thank you. That's all. What time is it already? 15 minutes after the hour? I can't believe this. Let alone the hour, I don't know the day or the month anymore. It's a time is speeding. How did this happen? How did another year shoot by? It's always to me, you know, like even when you go back to school in September when I was a kid, you always like the year began in September to a kid. It's like, you know, New Year's Eve didn't mean anything to a kid. I lived in New York like it was snowing outside. How about New Year's, jingle bells? The New Year was always when I had to go back to school and struggle. Like the horrible, horrible, I hated school. Isn't that ironic? I hated school. I hated it from the day I went there. It was a prison. All I can think of is bad perfume, fat teachers, and radiators. And they're just radiators hissing and horrible. I hated every minute of it. I felt like an animal, like a bird thrown into a cage. I couldn't wait for the bell to ring at 3 o'clock to throw snowballs at each other. Nevertheless, to me, school began, the year began with September. Because it was like after summer, that's when the year begins. Like, feels like a new year, right? Why does it feel like a new year? Because before Obama became president, most Americans used to refer to this nation as a nation steeped in Judeo-Christian heritage. But since the Islamist came, the Islamic Orient, let's put it this way, the Islamophilic, I'll be more specific. Since the Islamophilic president came along, no one ever dare say that this nation was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. It's almost unheard. You haven't heard that recently. You remember it's the somber tone. This is a Judeo-Christian nation founded on the principles, blah, blah, blah. Remember that? No more. Not since the Islamophil became president. Now it's hush-hush. Now, are you kidding? Jews? No. Christians, don't you say? No. You lose your job. No, no. Don't say Jew-Christian. No, no. Don't quite. But because we are a Judeo-Christian nation, a lot of our traditions and a lot of the cultural mores of this nation are, in fact, if you even go back to the founding fathers, most of them wrote in Hebrew. They were very deeply ingrained Hebrew biblical scholars. In order to understand their own Christianity, they felt they had to be more knowledgeable about Judaism, which was the foundation or the founding documents upon which Christianity arose. So they were very grateful for that tradition. That's why we said Judeo-Christian tradition. But since the Islamophile became president, no one says that anymore. But what I'm getting at is, one of the elements of this Judeo-Christian civilization, culture, or society that we are living in the United States of America, is the fact that the Jewish holiday, which is approaching on Sunday nights, a long buildup, is the New Year's for the Jewish people. And it's like moving into the year, you know what? 5,700 and what? And that means there have been almost 6,000 years of continuous history that the Jewish people look back upon. And the New Year is that day, that the New Year's Eve for the Jewish people, who even remember their own calendar, based on the moon calendar, is on Sunday night. That's all. But that's why we think September feels like New Year's Eve. That's, I mean, that's just a long story about saying that. Okay, where are we? Moving along now on the Savage Nation to 18 minutes after the hour. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Judeo-Christian civilization that we have all enjoyed has been trampled upon by the Islamophilic administration. I don't care that he went to Shimon Peres' funeral and stabbed this and that and gave a number, mumbo-jumbo. You know, I see what really went on. 5,777 years, they'll survive another 7,000 years, God willing. Evil has appeared before in the history of the Jewish people. King Haman came along, he thought he would destroy the Jews. Instead, King Haman was destroyed. Hitler came along, he thought he'd destroy all the Jews. Hitler died in a pile of ashes. We can survive anything. All of us can. And that's also something you can take from this very small group of people, which is survival and grit, if nothing else. And for me, it's a very, very powerful time of year, obviously, because, well, you don't know this. On Monday, which is the first day of the Jewish New Year, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it happens to be the day of memory of my father's death, Benjamin. Benjamin Ben Shmuel on the third. So it's just, I don't know if I could be on the air. I don't want to get schmaltzy and depressed. Maybe actually I will be on the air just to avoid getting depressed. I don't like getting into depression. You go into these places, you start thinking of the dead. You see all the memorials and the light. You start thinking about, who wants to think about that? I don't know. I'll probably be on the radio playing rock and roll. I'll still be a rebel. I'll be a rebel to the last day. And still be respectful of this nation and, of course, its founding. What else can I do? I've given you all I can give you today. I can't give you any more. You're incapable of doing anything with the knowledge you got today. FBI Director Comey took millions from the Clinton Foundation defense contractor. It's astounding. I couldn't believe the story. I mean, it shocked me through and through. I didn't know why he didn't indict her. I felt that the powers that be didn't let him. This and that, and everyone said maybe they have something on him. Well, lo and behold, Mr. Comey of the FBI, Tim Brown, Washington Standard, I cannot believe this. This is according to a letter sent by 200 Republicans about this, when they asked Comey why he would not bring charges against the most corrupt woman in the history of American politics. They said, no one is above the law, and the American people deserve a more robust explanation for your decision to not recommend criminal charges. 200 Republicans stated that. So then they looked into FBI Director Comey, and lo and behold, after he said he would not prosecute Clinton, people said, wait a minute, maybe he was politicized. Lo and behold, Comey accepted from a Clinton Foundation defense contractor millions of dollars. Lo and behold, Comey's former membership on a Clinton Foundation corporate partners board. Lo and behold, Comey has a relationship with his brother Peter Comey, who works at the law firm that does the Clinton Foundation taxes. Lo and behold, the FBI director received $6 million in 1 year along from Lockheed Martin, who was a Clinton Foundation donor. Maybe that's the brother. I don't know which one. How much can we take? Who will watch the watchers? Scorched Earth tells all.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
As I asked at the beginning of this show, in Latin, an ancient Roman poet named Juvenal asked the same thing as he watched Rome descend into chaos under the Caesars of his time, along the lines of the Caesar now running the United States of America, the brutal dictator called Obama. Quis custodiet ipsos custodes? Who will watch the watchers? He asked. Who will watch the watchers? Do we have anyone watching the watchers? Quis custodiet ipsos custodes? Who will watch the watchers? Yes, Obama has transformed the nation into something lower than a banana republic. What we are witnessing in this nation, whether it be this corruption we are talking about today on this program, governmental officials taking the Fifth Amendment, the corruption of the media, the total compromise of the media, the meltdown of the military, the war on police, the instigation of mobs in the gutters in order to frighten the middle class and keep us off base. All this is a product of corruption. When I've talked about corruption, you're watching it. The corruption runs from the State House to the White House. The corruption runs from the outhouses to the White House. The corruption runs from the White Houses down to the outhouse. The corruption runs back from the sewers of the outhouses of corruption right into the White House. And he gets away with it. Why does Adolf Obama get away with it? He gets away with it because we've all been intimidated by the word racism. He found the magic key to unlock. Actually, the magic key to lock you up. The magic key to imprison you. The magic key to shut your mouth and close your eyes and fill your ears with wax. The magic key is the word called racism. It's the magic key that has destroyed this nation. The cleverest key that has ever been designed by the devil. I'll stop right there, but I first have to tell you that the statement by Juvenal, qui est custodiat ipsos custodes, worries me very deeply. Who shall I have faith in now? Who shall I look to for an answer? Let the government drop dead. These rotten, stinking villains, all of them. The worst scum on the planet took government jobs. Look what's happened to this country. It used to be people went into government service. I knew many of them. They were good men. And they chose public service in order to do good. I have never seen such scoundrels in my life at every level of this government. Why? Why? Because a fish rots from the head down. If you have a rotten, corrupt leader, if you have a man who hates the country in his DNA, he will hire people who are just like him, who will do his bidding for a few pieces of silver. He can buy off every one of them for a few pieces of silver in order to get his way. They don't care what he's doing to this country. They don't care if he brought in Osama bin Laden's children with bombs strapped to their neck and put them into nursery schools as long as they can run all the way to the Swiss banks with their gold. I've never seen anything quite like this. And of course they get away with it because of the New York Times. The New York Times only looks to see if Donald Trump said something that was anti-woman or racist somewhere in 1963. That the whole entire staff is devoted to whether Donald Trump did something dirty in his life. That's all that matters to those skunks in the newspaper business. And they're a symbol of everything bad. Do I have to say the words Wolf Blitzer, Jake Tapper? How many times do I have to say to you who they are? These are compromised marionettes owned by the government media complex. Now, in the midst of all this, there are some voices. I'm one of them. I'll blow my own horn because you won't. O'Reilly won't. He won't have me on the show. Blondie won't have me on the show. A pimp or a prostitute? Yes. A terrorist that just blew up an airplane? Oh, yes. Blondie and O'Reilly would be killing themselves to get them on the show. Get that guy on the show. I don't care. Get him on the show somewhere in Jordan when that was going on. That's the media. You ask yourself how this happened? It happened because of a compromised media. News Corporation, 18% owned by Prince Alawid. You have any idea why they don't talk about illegal immigration? You have an idea why they don't talk about Muslim invasion? 18% ownership of News Corporation by Prince Alawid. What more do you need to know about compromise? We've been taken over from top to bottom like Swiss cheese. Now, I ask myself, it's almost a miracle that I've gotten this far, being as outspoken and as insightful as I am. I'll be honest with you. It's a miracle of God himself that I've come this far, despite the impediments put in my way and the obstacles. I'm still here, another bestseller, Scorched Earth. But strange things are happening. Strange things are happening. Little things are happening. I don't even want to talk about them because you'll dismiss them as lunacy. But macro things are happening, such as Monday, such as Scorched Earth being a bestseller, week one, outselling a fat comedian's book, and they list my book behind the fat, ugly comedian's book. They make it number four when it was number two. Now this next week, they make it number six when it's really number probably three or four. I want you to go as my army into the bookstores and make sure that my Scorched Earth book is on the bestseller rack. You do that for you. Am I allowed to have contempt for a president? Is it illegal to have contempt for a president who is so villainous? Is there something written somewhere that prohibits having contempt for a man as duplicitous and as corrupt and as anti-American as this one is? Is there something written somewhere that prevents that from being spoken? Here he goes to Shimon Peres' funeral in Israel, supposed to be a eulogy. And what does this villain do? The man who has transformed America into a third world cesspool, giving us terror, riots, mobs, and chaos, as I warned in Scorched Earth. I'll say it 100 times. I don't care how many of you don't want to hear it anymore. I'm trying to warn you. Scorched Earth, Scorched Earth, Scorched Earth, Scorched Earth. He's scorching the nation. What, we have no terror in America? You forgot the latest terror attacks? The one in Seattle conducted by another one of his famous Muslim immigrants? You forgot about the riots he has instigated with fake charges against police? You forgot about the mobs, the Black Lives Matter mobs? You forgot about the chaos? It's all fake, right? It's all to sell a book. I made it up. I'm creating the terror, the riots. I'm making up the mobs and chaos. I'm creating it. He has destabilized the entire world. One man is so powerful. You have no idea that one man could destroy a whole world. You know, there are great men who come along, they can heal a world. There are great men who come along, they can save a world. There are evil men who come along, who can destroy a world. He's one of the evil. Look what he did to the Middle East. Look what he did to the Middle East, which was already a tenuous nightmare of intestine warfare. Look what he has done. Look what Hillary has done with her Arab Spring policy, which I don't know in a million years how Trump lets her get away with. I wouldn't stop screaming it from a rooftop if I were Trump. No matter what they ask me, no matter what the less adults ask me, I'd say, you know what? Why don't you get off it, Lester? Why don't you talk about what she did to the Middle East? Now, hear, hear, order, order, order. Ah, shut up, Lester. You're not fooling anybody. You're just a front man for the Hillary campaign. I'm going to say it like it is. Order, order, order. This is a presidential debate. Order, order. Ah, shut up, Lester. Go back behind your teleprompter. I'll talk about what's real to the American people. The immigrants are destroying America, not healing America. The Muslims are not bringing you a positive. They're bringing you a negative. And that would be the debate that we wanted to hear. Now, you say, wait a minute now. What's going on in the Middle East that's so bad? I've warned you that there would be an October surprise just before the election. Did I not tell you that? How many times have I told you that Hillary's not through? She's only started. How many times have I warned you that this campaign is not really over? It's only just gotten underway. Not only will they dig up stuff on Trump that's unreal, fake, made up, just before the election for the average dolt to say, well, I guess, well, I guess that does it for me. I can't go near him. Wait until you see what else they're going to do. There's going to be a full-blown war with Russia. They have built it up to come out just about now, just about October, today being the 30th of September. They've got a month left for the adults who watch football and baseball and this ball and that ball and cue ball and dumb ball and more dumb ball and idiot ball, another thing with a dumb ball and an idiot ball and a dumb ball, all the ball watchers. Maybe a day before the election, all the dumb morons who are ball crazy will put their minds on the ball of the nation, and there'll be this war with Russia. It won't be a full nuclear war, obviously. Russia sending more warplanes to Syria as world anger grows over so-called barbarous strikes in Aleppo. Now, if you look on the face of it and you listen to the UN and you listen to Wolf Blitzer, you'd say that Putin is conducting a barbaric bombing campaign on Aleppo. But he is. He's conducting a barbaric bombing campaign in Aleppo. The same type of a barbaric bombing campaign that we, the United States, used in World War II to crush the Nazis in Germany. We had to reduce Berlin to rubble before they gave up. Russia never forgot Berlin. Let me tell you that right now. Russia and Putin, they're not patsies. Aleppo was the last holdout of the so-called rebels, which is really Al-Qaeda and ISIS put together. Under the patchwork of all the doctors and engineers that were, that Anderson Cooper couldn't get enough of with the cell phones in their back pockets, if you get the drift. But Aleppo is now the last holdout, these portions of Aleppo, of fundamentally the opposition parties, the terrorist parties, in other words, in Syria. Moscow knows the only way to end it is to destroy them completely. Now, Moscow is saying they're targeted bombing. That didn't stop Angela the Hitler Merkel and Barack the villainous Obama from calling the Russian and Syrian bombing of Aleppo as barbarous. You see, what Chancellor Merkel is doing to Germany is actually barbarous. She's invading her own nation with Muslims. What Obama is doing to America is actually quite barbarous. He's invading his own nation with immigrants who will never be productive, by and large, in this nation. Obama is invading his own nation. The people in this nation have followed the leader, only it's no children's game. He's leading us right off of a cliff. Now, I ask you a question on this show over and over again. Why is it that leaders of the West, so-called leaders, they're all leftists, some are worse than leftists, why are they invading their own nations with third worlders, most particularly Muslims from Africa and the Middle East? What are they trying to do and why? What Merkel is doing to Germany, what the weaklings are doing in England, what the socialist is doing to France, what Obama the psychopath is doing to America, all of this will render those countries non-existent in less than 30 years. So I ask you, ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation, I wrote this in Scorched Earth on pages 81 and 82, and I answer it myself. Why are world leaders behaving that way, from Barack Hussein Obama to the ballet dancer from running Canada, to every Western leader not named Putin or Castro or Mexico's president, Enrique Peña Nieto? Why are they bringing in Muslims? The answer is frighteningly simple. Two of the hallmarks of the psychotic are egotism and the need to destroy. It is the goal of these dictators to make certain that traditional Americans and Germans and Englishmen in general, and the white male in particular, no longer have a voice in their own nation. They are the enemy, and they are within. It is our job to stop them. Strong words, I admit. It's in Scorched Earth. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. So why is Russia conducting this bombing mission in Syria's largest city? Because they want to crush Syria's largest city, crush all the opposition, crush the last remaining urban stronghold of the rebellion by fundamentally the Islamists. So what they're doing is exactly what the United States did in World War II. And I want to remind you of something else. If you want to just have a little touch of World War II, many of you like to buy World War II books. I know you're rushing in to buy a book about the crushing of Japan because you want to live in the past when America was great. I get that. You want to live in the past. None of you want to live in the present. It's too horrible. So you buy books about World War II and this and that. All right, everyone needs to have their own little dreams. In World War II, the Russians lost 400,000 men in the last few months of the war just to take Berlin. After the Nazi Navy was finished, after the German Air Force, the Luftwaffe was crushed, and after almost all of Germany was subdued, they still had to take Berlin. Well, the fighting in Berlin was conducted largely by Russian troops. The Russians fought in rubble. They lost 400,000 men in the last few months of World War II just to take the holdouts in the rubble of Berlin. They know something about war that we in America have forgotten. We in America now have much higher priorities, such as transgender bathrooms on submarines. We have other priorities in America that are far more important than fighting the enemy, and that would be eliminating any reference to the word man in any job title in the United States Navy under this demonic administration. There's no other word. Demonic is the right word. I know the right word, demonic. And so this demonic administration, the Navy has removed all historic job titles that have any word man in it, such as yeoman. It can't be yeoman anymore because it may offend some lesbians in the U.S. Navy. Navy removes all historic job titles after study on gender neutrality. According to Navy Times, titles such as Fire Control Man First Class will now be called Petty Officer First Class because the word man is offensive to the militant lesbians who have now taken over the military. Let's see. Pesky names such as Yeoman have to be gotten rid of. That's because Secretary of the Navy Ray Strangis wants to make all positions more female-friendly to facilitate integration, not to defeat the enemy. You see how well the Navy did in the last year when they gave up crying when a few Iranian gunboats came around. They broke down in tears. In June, under this demonic administration, the Marine Corps removed the word man from 19 job titles. They took the word man out of 19 job titles in the United States Marines. Now, why are they doing this? Can anyone explain why they're doing this? It's really quite simple. To destroy the morale of the military. There's no other reason for it. Any other questions? Because I have the answers. There's a very big picture for you to look at on my website, michaelsavage.com. Again, a stunner. London Daily Mail, East Room event with some soccer star from South America. With raised fist, Obama shows true self. He raised his fist in the Black Power salute in the East Room of the White House. And if you look at the picture from the London Daily Mail, your hair will stand up. You will see a different Obama than you've ever seen in your life. It was as though the mask had been ripped off for 1 second. For one fleeting second, you see the actual dictator. You actually see the terror that he can inflict on people with the death stare. Quis custodiet ipsos custodes. Quis, I have to say it over and over again, who will watch the watchers? Who's left? Tell me where it's left. The military gone. Tell me what's left. How does this end? Am I depressing to you right now? I hope so. I hope you're so depressed you retaliate inside your heart by saying, I'm not taking it anymore. I can't take this. Savage.